Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Friday Night Chat with Imaz Ade, Tara Day, and Thomas Carter. Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I am... I hope everybody's well. Let me ask that first. How's everyone? Hello.
Hmm?
Hello?
I'm here.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
How are you all doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm quite all right.
I'm here.
Okay. So listen, let me tell y'all this now. Okay. I had a bad day. I'm gonna tell you, I had a bad day. Okay, but I was a little happy before I got on the phone line because now it's like I'm having to deal with the same situation that was dealing with at my workplace. Like I don't want to. So we try this again. How's everybody doing?
You know what? I am wonderful.
That's fine.
I am wonderful.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I'm trying to, because y'all about to mess up that first bottle that I've been drunk.
Oh,
tell me. Oh,
no.
Y'all about to mess up the first one. I'm working on the second. So if I've reached two bottles, then my day was horrid. Okay? It took everything in me, not the stats, on somebody I work with. So therefore, you know, I'm trying to have a good night. But anyway,
gotcha.
Neither here nor there.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to talk about relationships and some love and some other stuff. We're going to talk about some things and stuff. I'm really trying my best not to blow my eyes. But, yeah, that's what we're talking about. I don't give a fuck about a disclaimer at this point. If you don't like what I got to say, then you ain't got to say, like, I don't care. And I was really feeling the intro song because that's my one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world. And I really feel it. I feel just left it in me. Yeah, that's how I feel in my life.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to jump in with our topics tonight.
Thank you.
Which topic would we like to discuss first? You know what? Let's talk about Thomas's topic. Goodness.
Yeah, let's talk about his first.
Okay. So Thomas has brought up the topic of when's the time to tell someone you love them? So, people, when is a good time to tell somebody that you love them?
Thomas, this is your topic. What is your thought process?
Well, my thought process is very simple. You say it whenever the fuck you feel like it. It's pretty much, it's a simple thought process. If you think that you feel it, then you say it. Because at this point in time, you get it off your chest, you say what you need to say, and it's up to the other person to either take it or leave it at that point in time. So, you know, hey, quit being punks all your life and just say what you feel.
I have to agree. It's just when you know, like when you feel that you could love that person or you do love them, that's when you say it.
I ain't saying the shit first. I'm just joking.
Well, okay then.
No, I was joking. Did you not hear the laugh? Yes.
I heard the laugh, but.
You know what? I don't know because, you know, I really, like, some people, that word love is. That word is very strong. Okay? And I'd much rather it kind of just gradually get there. Like, I know you may like me. I know you like me. And you may have a strong like for me. But then it kind of grows into, like, I love you type situation. I want you to take those steps. Because you can't be 3 days into this, and you're talking about you love me. You don't even know my food allergies well enough to know me at this point to say that you love me. You can love things about me, but you can't. I don't think you can be in love with me. So let me ask you, do y'all believe in, like, love at first sight type stuff?
I don't know. I've never experienced it, so I can't say that I believe in it. I don't know.
Never really been.
I mean, some people will say love is love.
No, I never said that. I just said I've never really been in a situation where it can happen.
Oh. I mean, you're walking down the street and they're like, oh, she's so beautiful, or he's so handsome, and he starts up this conversation. It's like love instantly happens, and you live happily ever after, I guess. I don't know. I've never been in, like, love at first sight. I mean, I've been in lust at first sight, but I want this bottle open. Jesus. Okay, look at God. Look at him. Won't he do it? But yeah, I think, I mean, some people say it's for real. Like, they've experienced it. They've been married for 30 years. Like, they've experienced that thing. I, on the other hand, have not. But I can definitely say I can have a strong like for somebody. I've only really been in love. Well, let's not talk about me. Have y'all ever been in love?
I have.
Oh, look at love. What are you doing?
I said I have.
As I'm saying,
won't
you do it? I'm taking a sip of this wine. You know what? So you have, okay, I'm going to get to Thomas first, and then I'm going to come back to that. What about you, Thomas? Have you been in love before?
Yep.
So, let me ask you this. What?
Yo, go ahead. Ask me this question.
Why? Because it's not a bad question.
Okay.
It's really not a bad question.
Okay, then. All right. What's the question?
So, I have this thing about love and being in love and everything, but when love hurts you or cut love, and you're like, look, I need y'all to understand that love ain't this warm and fuzzy thing all the time. Love is something that you want to hurt sometimes because they do stupid stuff.
No, I
so
no,
do you want
I,
to hurt love after falling
yeah,
out of love
I,
or...
Yes,
really
I am team 1-800 cut a bitch. Yes, I definitely did. Wanted to cut it, shoot it, everything.
Wanted love to hurt like love made you hurt. I get it.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna poem about it. I ain't gonna share it. But what if, like, do you actually really fall out of love with somebody? Like, can you fall out of love?
Absolutely. 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 Absolutely you can. Well, I absolutely did. And it wasn't just overnight. It was over time. Anytime that you start to feel like you're no longer important, anytime you start to feel like that person, in their eyes, they're better than you, they belittle you, that's the path of falling out of love. Absolutely.
Oh. I don't know what that feeling was that I was in. I think I've only been in love with one person. There's only been in love with one. And the thing is, that thing hurt me some kind of terrible when I had to, like that time I had to let go of it. You know, because you know how they always say if you let go of something, if it's supposed to be yours, it'll come back to you. That's it. But it came back, but it didn't come back in the form that I would have wanted it to come back in the form of. So I think that now that love, yes, I fell out of love, but then love shifted to something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went away, we grew up, we came back, love is a friendship, you know? I think we just loved each other at the wrong time in life. I think that's what it was. And that really wasn't supposed to be the reason why we came into each other's life. I think that's what it was. So, with that being said, I still love that guy. Still love him. He's my friend. And any girl like that gets him, she better treat him right, because if she don't, yes, boy, bitch, I'm coming. I ain't got just me. But, yeah. Well, that's, you know. But you know what? I think that with me and that particular person, I think the first time that I told them that I loved them was, it was about, we had to be about 4 or 5 months into it. And it was just like, we kind of knew that we had this strong affection for each other. But I really didn't want to be the first one to say it. Because I am that person who is afraid of rejection. So if I say it and you don't say it back to me, that means I'm feeling like you don't feel the same way. I must, but even though now as I've gotten older, I'm not really going to say it first. You're going to have to tell me you love me. You're going to have to tell me something. I ain't about to read your mind. I ain't about to do all that. So, yeah.
No, I absolutely agree. Like, I can't even remember who said what first. It's been so long. But, I feel the same way. Like, I'm not gonna say it first. Just out of that fear. What about you, Thomas?
And like at one point in time, I used to be the guy that didn't say anything, but now, you know, I pretty much just take it as it is. You know what I mean? If I feel it, I feel it. If not, oh well, I'm not going to be absolutely heartbroken about it because you don't feel the same way as me. You know, I've been down that road before where, you know, I love somebody, but they didn't love me at that particular time. And I did something stupid, you know. I did something stupid, which was break up with her because of that. But outside of that, no. I just learned over time. Just kind of have to take shit for what it is. Not everybody's going to love you for, you know, during the time frame that you want them to. Not everybody is going to be in love with you. Some people just love you for who you are and don't want to be in a relationship with you. You know, it all depends on, you know, different factors in life. So it is what it is. You just have to be willing to accept what comes with the territory in that. So, you know, I'm not fearless, but, you know, I know it's better for me to get it off my chest than for me to sit up there and hold it in. You know, so it is what it is.
Okay. We talked about love and love adventures because, Kelly, you know that I write stuff about love, honey. Because me and love, we have a bad battle. I don't like love. But anyway, let's do that. No. And I do have an answer to the question. I've just posted a question on Facebook. When is the right time to tell somebody that you love them? My friend Lonnie says, when you know you love them, and you really know real good time. So that's what Lonnie says. Thank you, Lonnie, for hanging out and whatnot with us tonight. We appreciate you. On to the next. Let's see. Okay, this is one of the questions that was posed to us last week, and we decided to wait to ask that question this week because it was sent to us from a man. And we want And he wanted to ask questions, you know, the questions to be answered. So one of the questions was, why do women overthink things? Taylor, do you want to talk on that one? Because, you know, I don't know. Give me a second. I'll know something soon.
Well, I think we overthink things sometimes because we're trying to find the angle in it. We're trying to figure out what it is that he wants out of the deal as opposed to what we want. I think some women use that as a defense mechanism also. I think that
okay.
I think it could be a matter of just self-sabotage. It would be a better way to say it. Self-sabotage. But I know I think that it's just overanalyzing, trying to figure out what's the angle. Because at the end of the day, it's all about what you can get from that person at that time, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I don't overthink things. My thing is that I feel like I need understanding of situations. Like if we're having a conversation and I don't understand, it's not me overthinking, it's just me needing to grasp what you're trying to say to me. So I just don't want to be confused and I don't want to mix words, and so I'm not overanalyzing anything. I need you to tell me exactly so I don't get confused. Because one, I don't like being confused. Two, please don't confuse the fuck out of me. Like, you just don't do it. I don't like that feeling. So I don't think that it's just that we overthink these things. Then I think also some women, they read too far into things. It's only sometimes about shallow deep, and we trying to go down to the deep end. And so I think it's that. Like, we just don't know when to turn it on and off. Because some things, seriously, it's not that serious. It's really not. Example. This is not even like on a relationship level example. I'm having a conversation with my coworkers. Something pops up in the IM or what about something else. I ask a question because it didn't seem like it was right. The particular person who answered it went so far left that I was like, I'm confused. What? I asked you that. Like, you ever, like, I didn't ask you that shit. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's what I wanted to say. But being that I was working, I couldn't say the shit. And so I was like, but this is why I don't talk to some people. Like, you know, certain women, they have that overthinking, safety fucking mind, they ain't saying shit type situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was. Like, you said a whole bunch of nothing to say nothing. Like, the fuck are you talking about? And I see why men get upset. I see why men get upset, because maybe that man that lives inside of me, down in my feet, he get mad too. I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about? Dumbass self. But I think it's just that it's just not that deep. It's just waist level. It don't got to go all the way up. It ain't even got to go 12 feet. I mean, it's just, sometimes it could be even cuticle deep. And so, as I've asked this question on my Facebook page, obviously these men have lost their minds. Because, not necessarily lost their minds, but I said, fellas, do you think that women overthink things? Yes. That's what Cam says, and that's what Sean says. They say yes. But I think that sometimes, Do men overthink things too? Like,
but you know what? I don't know. I think, here's the thing, though. This is just my opinion. I don't think that women think enough. Like, some women don't think enough.
Right.
Because if they did, they wouldn't be in some of the situations that they're in now. So I don't think that it's...
Mm-hmm.
They're overthinking... Okay, they're overthinking the wrong things.
And not thinking about the right things.
Yeah, they're overthinking the wrong things. Oh, my God, like, you're stalking his Instagram and everything else. You're stalking his Twitter. But you won't talk to him. Or it'll be like,
you look at the number of likes that he's getting in the comments and trying to figure out why Sally is flirting up a storm, and he really ain't saying nothing back to Sally, but you all in your feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Or you overthinking this trip that y'all about to go on, and you missing the fact that he gonna cancel last minute because his wife said he can't go fishing with the fellas. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They be overthinking the wrong things. Yeah.
That's too funny. That's funny. That is hilarious. Instead of, you know, actually going out with the guy who really wants to spend time with you. Like, you know, you want to be running behind this married man who ain't got no intent of leaving his wife. You know, so I get it. I get that thing.
Yeah.
So, as... It's funny how sometimes these dudes come out of the woodwork and they don't say nothing else any other time. But let us say that we overthink some things, and they come out like, yes, okay. Mm-hmm. So they giving me the business on my little Facebook page, and they're fine.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, goodness. Oh.
Yeah, don't talk. Look at them. They're talking. Just running their mouth. That's fine. Go ahead.
I just want to say something. Because a lot of women have a tendency to overlook a lot of shit, you know. And when it's all said and done, you know, it's like, you got to look at it like this. Women may overthink a lot of shit, but then when it's all said and done, you know, a lot of women forget what a guy is actually going through at that point in time. You know what I'm saying? Because dealing with women is by far not an easy task. No matter how easy y'all try to make it, it's not an easy task. You know, between dealing with your emotions and, you know, whatever goes on in your day and everything else underneath the sun. That shit takes a toll on us. And we may not say nothing to you about it because we want you to feel comfortable. But that shit takes a toll on people, regardless of whether or not you realize it or not. Just like, for instance, Amaz, you came on the show. Oh, well, this was my day, so on and so forth, yada, 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 yada. But what about everybody else? You know what I'm saying? Like, you came in with the, oh, well, y'all going to say how y'all feel because y'all going to fuck up my mood. Well, if we was already in fuck that mood. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want to bring it to you because you already in fuck that mood.
You didn't know that I was in a messed up mood until I said I was in a messed up mood. I'm trying to say, hey, how y'all doing? And it's taking 45 goddamn seconds.
Exactly.
So that was trying to figure out how you all would do it.
No, but here's the kicker. That's what I'm saying. Not every time. Yes, I understand you always ask how we're doing. But it all falls back on how you're doing, what your day was like, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens with a lot of conversations with men and women. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what a lot of conversations between men and women usually end up being. The woman will ask, how you doing? He'll tell her this, that, and the third, and then she'll go on a rant about this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this. That kind of takes a toll on people, because every time you have a conversation, it's this person got on my nerves, this person got on my nerves, this person did this, this person did that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm saying. Just think about it from another perspective. Sometimes some men don't necessarily get everything out because they don't want to bring it to you.
Okay. So what about the guys that's all that they do? Like, regardless of whether or not you're in a good mood or not, like, they, and it's always the same thing that they complain about.
Well, then they're not really happy. You know what I'm saying? And that goes with any situation. Men, women, child, are different. You're not really happy with whatever it is that you're complaining about, and nothing has been done to change it. Or it's something that can't be done to change it, and they're just going to complain about it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I got you. Put the bottle down.
Girl, y'all have to be thankful for this bottle. So, the next question from this guy was, do you think that women cheat more than men?
I don't think that they cheat more. They just cheat a little differently. I don't think it's more. I think it's just that it's for a different reason. Some women for a different reason.
I think women cheat more emotionally than anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that we may be a little bit smarter about cheating than men.
Definitely.
Men get caught a little bit more than what women do. I think, but it boils down to that emotion. Like, there is actually something missing for a woman to cheat. You know, some men cheat for sport. I can get any woman I want to, so I can cheat for sport. Or they could be also missing something in their relationship as well. But for women, it's because we would be missing something if we cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I personally have not cheated on someone. I have wanted to, but I know what that feeling is like to be cheated on. So I wouldn't make anybody feel the way I felt before. So, but yeah, I think that women just keep smarter. We don't get, you know, so you're not gonna have, because you know, men side chicks, they get bold every now and again, and they want to mess with phones and all that stuff. We don't got time for that shit. Now, I was telling, you know, my friend the other day, I was like, you need to tell your bitches to get in their goddamn lane. Because you out here, you got somebody, but even though I don't condone what you're doing, I need you to tell your hoes to get in their lane and stay in their lane. You know, like, if she's supposed to be in the right turning lane, if she's supposed to stay in the right turning lane at all times, then that's what she does. She don't try to come over into the center lane and try to make a left. She don't need to do that. She's staying her lane. But, you know, they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to stay in their lanes, and they just, that's how all the confusion happens, where so many women get the acting simple. Now, if you're a woman and you go get a side piece of a man, most men know how to stay in their lane. If they know what their purpose is, they know how to stay in their lane. This is your purpose. This is your reason. I don't need you for anything else. I don't need you to cuddle. I don't need you to be my boyfriend. I just need you to just do whatever you do. Like, give me some good sex and go on about your business. So, but for whatever reason, you know, I said, women don't know how to stay in their lane. But you know, have you ever cheated before, Taylor?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, hey, girl, tell us about it.
It didn't get far. It didn't get far. It was actually a very, very, very bad decision, and I regret it terribly to this day. I regret it to this day. Absolutely. If I could go back in time, I would skip that whole entire day. It was a complete and utter waste of time. But then again, it was me being naive a little bit, because it was with someone that I had been with already. So it was kind of like, you know, maybe we were kind of working things out, but no. It was just like, I went out of my, like, I just thought maybe it was a good idea and it wasn't. Yeah.
Okay. I've had opportunity to cheat. I just didn't take it. Because the opportunity presented itself a lot. Especially when I was going through something and it presented itself all the time. And I tried my best to stay, you know, very much clear of it. So yeah. I came out on top winning, but yeah, it's definitely. And as we wait for other people to comment in on the comment, what do you think? Do you think women cheat more than men?
No, I just think everybody cheats in their own little way. It's no difference on who cheats more, because men cheat emotionally too. So, and women cheat physically. It just depends on the time frame you catch a person. Somebody might feel like they're not bringing something to the table at home, so angels don't cheat. There's nothing more to it than that. You know, it's just that the premise is that women cheat for lack of an emotional situation. You know, some women cheat just because. You know, some women cheat because, oh, okay, yeah, it could be nothing wrong at home. They feel as though, you know, like a Taylor situation, some situations, you know, you might want to rekindle and see if it really can go somewhere. So they don't want to necessarily leave home, but, you know, you still want to see exactly where it can go. You know, just different situations. Some people cheat for various different things. It doesn't make a difference on what it is.
Gotcha. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so the question was, ladies, have you ever cheated? And our good friend Perry says yes. She has. I'm not going to ask her reasons why, but she says yes. Thank you, Perry, for hanging out with us tonight. And we're actually waiting for someone to elaborate on another question that we had on here. But let's see here. So, we're going to have to switch gears a little bit. Okay, there was another question that we're going to switch gears to the more sexual part of it. And we're only going to 12 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, we got to switch gears just really quick. So, this is, would you ever suck somebody's toes?
No.
Like, you just gotta get it out there. There ain't no segue into that.
Absolutely not. No, I will not. I'm not going to do that.
I won't do it. I won't do that. But I've had it done.
Yes, I've had it done too, but I'm not gonna do it. Just like I'm not gonna, like, I mean, I'm all for massage. I think that they're awesome. However, I'm not going to do that to you. And if you don't wanna give me one, that's fine too.
Foot massage?
I'm not doing that. I'm not touching them at all. If you don't wanna give me one, that's fine. I'm pretty certain I can find a foot spa somewhere. But, no, I'm not sucking your toes. I'm not touching your toes. I'm not doing any of that. Nope. Pineapples, you went too far. Not going to do it. Can't make me.
What about you, Thomas?
I've done it before. I've done it mostly. I've done it only when drunk. So, like, drunk. I've only done it drunk. One time I remember, one time I don't. So, you know, I don't necessarily remember.
Oh.
I had to be reminded of me sucking somebody's toes.
You don't remember.
The first time I did it, I do not remember doing it. I was drunk off overproof rum. Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Believe you me when I tell you I was drunk.
You were drunk. Sorry. I've never put a toe in my mouth ever. But there's a couple positions where my toe, so my toes have figured out a way to hit somebody's mouth. That's fine. It don't bother me. My feet are clean. Yeah, I wash with my ass and my feet and my body.
I can't stand
so, yeah,
you. No.
I, yeah. What? I'm just saying. And we have a, we're going to let our friend in as well so he can join us. Hey, Terry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can
you hear me?
Awesome. Thank you so much for, yes.
Hey,
I
y'all.
Can hear you.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm busy, but I'm good. I'm so
you
busy.
Say busy or busy?
No, busy. D-I-Z-Z-Y.
Why are you busy?
We're just burnt out because I'm doing all of this promo stuff. It's annoying. Like, I mean, so I can have a free weekend because I haven't had one in a minute. So I'm trying to get it all out the way, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think I'll be stuck doing it again. But neither here nor there. Y'all providing a happy
It'll
break for me. So, yeah. How are y'all?
Good. Well, how?
I'm good.
I'm getting better. Getting better. As I get
good.
To the bottom of this bottle, I'm getting better.
Yeah, she's trying to. She's
I
trying
need
to
a bottle
her
too.
Life in the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, I need
more
a bottle of something
life at the bottom.
So what are we talking about?
Honey, this is my second. Well, right now we're talking about this whole. Situation. Yes, she. Of course, she brought it up because somebody in the bottle told her to bring this mess up.
No, I tell you where it came from. So
see, that's how you know. That's how you know one of the people in the bottle told her to bring it up because you see, no, that's how you know. Mm-hmm. The people in the bottle told her to bring this mess up. Yesterday you had
no.
No. So yesterday I was. No, I didn't. But I was talking to someone yesterday, and they asked me what I was doing, and I said, "Well, I'm trying to figure out, you know, a topic for tomorrow for my show." And they were like, "Well, you can talk about sucking toes." So it wasn't my fault. And I said, well, that sounds interesting, but I've never talked about that before. So, I asked the question. You know, you didn't ask the one guy. Yeah. But, so I asked them, you know, since you want me to ask questions about sucking toes, do you suck toes? And that person does not live in the bottle. He lives in a house with normal people. And actually, we're going to, before we talk about the second toes with Perry, we're going to circle back around to one of these questions because somebody wanted somebody to elaborate on it. So,
I'm
going to
say this.
Was,
if y'all keep talking about feet and toes, I'm hanging up because I think that is just gross.
No. Oh,
exactly.
No, I'm about to circle back around.
Oh, man.
Okay, the next topic is not about feet and toes, but so Sean on my Facebook page for the overthinking of women, he says they overthink things to a point where they start to think all kinds of things and start listening to their friends, which is the wrong thing to do. So that's why he says, hell yes, women overthink things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was his reason why. But Karen, you ain't never had your toes sucked. I'm sad.
Oh, my God. I can't.
People in the bottle call me the ass Karen.
Okay, so now there are people in the bottle. You see what I'm saying?
No, but so yeah, but Perry says she thinks it's disgusting. So wouldn't want him to do that to you. You wouldn't want him to nibble at your toes.
Oh man, listen, keep it up, okay? Because I'll go right back to writing like I was doing before I got on this call. I'm just listen, that and that shit that they do, eating like, don't, no. Because, see, you know, okay, here's my thing about that. The way I feel about that is the same way I feel about that tossing salad mess, okay? You do it to one, you do it to all. That's not, I'm not cool with that. Not.
No, you can't say that. I'm sorry, Jerry, to interrupt, but you can't say
like
you can't
super
say that.
General to, I really, I can't? Because why is it so
no,
easy?
You can't.
Like, it seemed, okay.
Not
it
everybody
seemed like
does
for
it.
Some men, if they go straight for that without hesitation, it just seemed like a lifestyle to them. Like, it's not something that they worked up to, because it's happened, is what I'm saying. So it's like, we're not there yet, you know what I mean? And so then it's like, that's the first thing you go to, not the other parts of the intimacy, but that. So that, in those situations, it just led me to believe that that's what you lead with, then that's your lifestyle. I don't want no part of that. So I'm not.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. That just depends on how they start out. If they start out and continually focus on that, then, yeah, that might be their lifestyle. But if they're doing it just because, you know, it just so happens to be something that feels good to you at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really
that's,
a,
yeah.
That's not really a,
right.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I was saying. I was like.
So don't really discriminate on it. Just kind of, it could be case by case. I get you.
Right.
Yeah.
You can discriminate if you like. You are a good person. You do what you want to do.
You know what?
You don't want your toes stuck. You don't want your fucking toes stuck. Okay, whatever.
I can't.
Okay.
You are a mess. You're a mess. You're a complete mess.
What did I do? Okay, y'all going. This bottle is almost done. But, so, Kayla, there was something else that you were supposed to bring up that was, I think, in the group or something.
Absolutely. Let's talk about how you are, how's your little, I don't even know what the hell to call it. Your little sabbatical going.
It ain't going too good.
It ain't going too good. Why is it? Why is it not going so good? What happened?
I kind of met somebody new. And yeah. It's new.
Well, see, here's the thing.
It's difficult.
It's difficult. Well, I noticed just a little earlier today that it seems like it's a little difficult because, you know, it's, how can I describe it? I see the taunting going on between some people, and I see that it's getting really rough. I think that you should do something about it.
It has good days and it has bad days. Today is not a good day. Yesterday was not a good day. It's because.
Well, see, here's the thing.
I don't,
like, that's
yeah,
two
I
days
don't know.
In a row.
That, I mean, but here's the thing, though. Like, that's 2 days in a row. It hasn't been working for you, so I'm trying to figure out what, how long we going to keep this up.
I'm trying to hold on to my mule very, very hard.
I mean, okay.
Don't get me wrong. It's easy when I'm here alone by myself. Nobody's bothering me. I'm not bothering anybody. But when it comes down to being face-to-face and we're having a conversation and they looking how they're looking, and I'm looking at how they're looking, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, I got to go home. I got to sleep. I got to do something. I can't think it. You know, that's where I'm at with it. And this morning, prime example, this morning, you know, we're having a conversation, and it's like 8:30 in the morning. Clearly, I'm supposed to be working on something else, but I'm having this debate with this person. And after we get finished with the debate about 9:15, I literally said, and if you ask them, they will tell you, I said, you know what, you better be glad we're not having this conversation in person. I said, because we probably be having sex right about now. That's all, because I'm one of those people where if I'm having a conversation with you and it's a debatable conversation, like we are going back and up, we're having valid points, we are just all in this conversation, and then we come to a understanding at the end of the conversation, it's like, you know what? You just better be glad you're there and I'm here, and that's it. That's why it becomes hard. It becomes difficult. Because
I'm still okay. So why are you doing this shit again?
Oh my God! I said, excuse you. I'm trying to. I guess I'm trying to prove a point somewhere in this life. I don't know. But
I think that you have proven the point, and you need to go on and get you some before your eyes pop out your head. That's what I think. That's what I think. That's what I think you should do. Because all of this ain't working for you. How are you sleeping? Oh, we're just going to ignore my question? Okay.
Who's talking to who?
I'm talking to Amaz, but she's ignoring me because she don't want to answer my question.
I am so sorry. My phone
That's
line
real.
Dropped. So what now?
I said, how will you
say? I'm sorry.
See, Lucy, see it? I said, so how are you sleeping at night?
Oh, shit. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not sleeping good.
Well, I need to get you some toys. Get you some toys.
I need to, girl, listen. I need to buy a new one. Okay.
Get you some toys or get you a drive-by or something, you know? Get that thing going, girl.
I can't get no drive-by.
Might relax you a little bit. Get you relaxed. So you can be able to sleep.
I mean, listen. The other night, I was so irritated that I couldn't go to sleep. I was sitting up in the bed just sitting. I wasn't sitting up against the headboard, no nothing. I'm sitting in the middle of the bed, still being styled, like, why the fuck can't I go to sleep?
Like,
because you need
them. But you see how this is causing you all this stress? It's unnecessary.
And he even asked, he said, you know what, why are you sitting up? I said, I can't sleep. He was like, come on, let's go, try to go to sleep. He tried to cuddle and make me feel better. I tossed and I turned and I turned and I tossed.
Well, you should have turned and tossed on him.
Try to stay strong. I'm fine. I'm trying my best, but I'm losing. I'm losing here. I'm losing. And so, I don't know. And then, sometimes, I get these pictures that's kind of like a teasing type picture. It ain't helping. So, I can't
Excuse me. I'm handing that. What was the last time with that nine incher?
Girl, no. I'm telling you. That's an old, like, that was an old one, honey. Because that way, I let that go a couple of years ago, but I just so happen to still have, like, you know how when you switch phones and you have, like, an SD card and it's saved on your SD card?
Yeah.
And so that one happened to be saved on my SD card. And I was like, I got some 4-day answers because, honey, okay, you may told some lies, but honey, listen. Before the lies, it was good. And that's all I had to say. I can't deal with people who tell lies or just all some stupid shit. But, yeah, it was good. It was.
You should have kept it. You should have just kept it. I mean, if the lies and all, you should have just put him into a separate category. If you wasn't trying to make that your man, you could just put him into a category and left it at that and just had you some fun. Get some sleep. He could have put you to sleep.
I think I got him. Like, I can't sleep. Like, I think the other night I got about 3 hours of sleep and was back up at like 6 a.m. Then last night I'm sitting up watching Netflix. Why am I up watching Netflix? Why? Please explain why my life wants to be so fucked up at this point. But I'm sitting up watching Netflix. And I still can't fall asleep after Netflix goes off. So I'm up to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. My alarm clock goes off at 6:30, 7 o'clock. And it's like, you know, all I was going to do is I'm just going to let it go. And I even, the thing is this, because remember, Taylor, we had talked about, should I tell him, should I not? You know, and we had a long conversation about the whole situation, and that's where we had a conversation about how do women actually really know the moment they are about to have sex with a man. And I had to explain to him that, you know, I didn't know the exact. Like, when we first met, I didn't know at that point, oh, yeah, I'm going to have sex with this man. I knew that I was going to want to have sex with him when I started having conversations with him that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
When I have a conversation with somebody stupid, I'm like, you're cute, but there's nothing there. Oh, no. So once we started having those conversations and, you know, and I realized I was really a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when those sexual thoughts start to come about, and that's what I've been dealing with lately. And, you know, like, I really, like, on some real shit, I want to sit on his face. Like, I don't, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do on some real shit. I promise you. I want to do
that. Well, is that against the rule?
I'm going to do all that.
Well, I mean, okay, look, is the sitting of the face, is that against the rule?
Is that against the rule?
No,
it's not against the rule, remember? Because the rule was you couldn't have penetrational sex, but you could have oral sex.
So why don't you just go keep his ears warm then? Like, what's the problem?
Carrie, do you hear this?
Huh? Did I hear what?
She done told me to keep the man's ears warm.
Why not?
I think we just. You know what? You're no help either. My friend,
I don't support this bullshit. I never said I did. Even when you was trying to pull me into this bullshit, I don't support it. I say go keep his ears warm. I'm not losing no sleep. I'm not sitting up confused or none of that. No.
Wait. Who said that? They're not losing no sleep.
No, this is Taylor. Amaya's over there losing sleep and everything else. She needs to go keep his ears warm so she can feel better about her life.
It's the truth. I'm with.
There you go. There you go. See?
Taylor telling you the truth, girl.
Just snatching the twist.
And then you don't got to keep talking. And Taylor don't have to be doing check-ins, how you sleeping and all this stuff. Like, I don't want to keep asking that question, okay? Just go and get you some sleep. Do what you need to do to get some rest. Get them, you know, them walls a little relaxed, that brain a little mellowed out. Do what you got to do. Because I'm not going to ask you if you had good sleep. Not gonna happen.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Well, my friends have spoken.
You probably bored the male guest to that.
Huh?
Hmm?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
You know what? Yeah, I can't with you. See, look at you. You're losing your hearing and everything. See, that's what I'm saying. Go keep his ears warm. You'll be all right.
Yeah, keep his ears warm.
I like the cute little banter
and,
between
you know.
I like the banter between he and I.
Okay,
you
that's
know,
good.
I mean, we have nice banter. He's nice to look at.
Well,
he
that's
does
all
make
well
my lady parts warm.
Okay, well then you should go keep his ears warm with your lady parts. There you go. Problem solved. I don't understand why we're still having this conversation. I don't understand.
Check on me next week to see where I've gotten, what kind of trouble I've gotten myself into.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see. Because I don't know how long, much longer I can deal. I don't know. So, we shall see. And, yeah, we shall see. I like to say, I have no words. Because my friends ain't my support system. I'm going to have to go join a group of people who's going to support me.
See, first of all, here's the thing. I never said I was supporting this bullshit. I never said, you can check the archives. I never said that I'm okay with this shit. I think this is the dumbest shit I have heard. You're putting yourself through unnecessary stress just because.
I'm drinking more.
Exactly. Like you a bottle away from being a wino. No. Go on and keep his ears warm. Go on and do it.
I will on Monday.
Okay. There you go. And make sure you tell me about it.
I will. I'll tell you all about
okay.
it.
All right.
I can't call you and talk to you, Jerry. But I'll tell you.
No. Yeah, tell me all about it. And don't make me ask no questions because you know I'm nosy. I start inboxing folks.
This is too funny.
But okay, so Walt Perry is on the phone.
Uh-oh.
I'm currently reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently reading her book that's coming out soon. So yes, I'm excited. More into it. So yeah. So, just a little promotion there for Terry and her new book that's coming out March.
Oh my God, I'm hurt. Oh Lord.
Girl, wait a minute. You know, I work primarily on calendars, honey. I rely on calendars and reminders. Don't you judge me.
I'm looking at this thing where this girl talking about she met Nas and he kissed her on the cheek. My heart fell.
Oh, goodness. I thought she was about to cuss me out for making a wrong date. You know what? Get your life.
No. I can't.
Her new book is coming out on March 27th. It's called Destined. Make sure you all check it out. I'm currently reading it. It is awesome so far, so therefore, y'all just look for it. Okay, so quick little plug for my friend, Terry. So, yeah. Wow.
That's so cute.
What? I'm not talking no more. So, I also want to share something that's in our group as well. From this, I asked everybody to participate in writing a story by using two words. So this is interesting to see as I go on over. And y'all tell me what you thought this story sounds any good to y'all. Wait a minute. Stop, computer. You know what? I want a new one. I will get rid of you. So the story goes like this. Last night, home alone, I was asleep until I felt her hands touch my wet foot. This fool just went too far. I didn't move, but it felt so good. I almost came immediately, but I said, don't stop. Please go deeper. And she moved her hand and grabbed my hair and kissed and made me want more. I had to stop, though, because, and then somebody messed up the story who will remain nameless. I was getting ready to say, just remember, I had a boyfriend. But now, Can you feel me? Yeah, I can. And I want to show you what I got. So that's where we are in our story. So it looks like it looks going to be an interesting little story there. These people are funny. But yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So that's where we are in life. I really don't have anything else. Terry, do you have any questions, concerns, offers that you would like to put towards the tail end? He ain't listening.
Oh, what did he say? What did he say?
Oh, my God.
Did you have a question
that you wanted to ask on our show tonight?
Well, where they got that toilet? Like, I need some waterproof.
You need some waterproof toy? I got this one that's waterproof. What is his name? I got it from Pure Romance. And actually, I'm supposed to go to a Pure Romance party tomorrow. But what is his name? I want to say
Pure
his
Romance.
Name.
What, Taylor, you going to Pure Romance party? Or you say you're going to one?
Huh?
You do the parties or are you going to one?
No.
I wish I was going to one. But Amaj is going to one.
Because you know what? Maybe next week y'all talk about this, because I used to do those parties, right? And what I found, like what really got on my nerves was black women in particular act like they are just so uptight. Like it's just like voodoo to even mention a toy. Like seriously, none of them, it really just got on my nerves because I was doing more like educating and wasting my breath. Then actually, the parties, they were fun when you got people there that wasn't all, you know. It just really got on my nerves. But I found it, like, super much across black women, particularly. Like, the other women, other cult races and stuff like that didn't trip like that. I mean, they was into the toys. They was into, like, all the lotions and stuff. Everybody liked the lotions and everything like that. But when it came down to the toys, like, we want to turn our noses up. Like, what's up with that? Because to me, it's... getting familiar with that kind of stuff helps you to self-pleasure. We do that. We're supposed to. We taught that early. Oh, I didn't get taught it. I just kind of learned it. You know what I mean? But it's kind of disappointing.
I absolutely agree.
Let's talk self-pleasure.
I absolutely agree because I have a friend that has never, ever, ever in her life used a toy. She's never bought one, and she's never self-pleasured herself at all in the least bit. I said, so let me get this straight. You've never tried to figure out by yourself what you like at all in the least bit, but you feel some type of way because your man can't satisfy you. I said, it's not that he's not trying. You don't know what you like, so how are you going to tell him what you like?
Exactly. And that's a lot of women do that. They expect for a man to know what they want. And it's like, how can you expect him to know when you don't even know yourself? You know, it's kind of like expecting somebody to make you happy when you're not happy yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you want somebody to bring you happiness, but you don't even understand what happiness really is for yourself yet, and you involve somebody else. It's the same thing with sex. Like, I think sometimes women just get so caught up in, like, a piece of, like, kind of like entitlement almost. Like, some of us have that really bad. It's like this entitlement thing where we just feel like people are supposed to know, supposed to read our minds. Like, I'm highly communicative. I talk in all my relationships. It's up to them to listen. If they don't, then I'm not sticking around. But I get it all out, you know what I mean? But it's just kind of like, I don't know what that is. It's crazy, though, like really crazy.
Yeah, I completely agree. And this is what somebody told me. They said that I self-pleasure too much. And I was like, is there such thing as self-pleasure myself too much? Because I like
No. Things. No, I do it twice a day, no. Every day.
So,
I do it twice a day, every day.
What? And here I go with these goddamn challenges all the goddamn time. I don't know why people want to challenge me, but...
Because you keep saying, That's why, because you keep saying, okay.
I know
when to back away from a challenge. When you told me that bullshit, I told you no. I said no because my birthday is coming up and I was going to get me. No.
Listen, so this was the challenge, okay? I could not self-pleasure myself for the whole weekend. The whole weekend. Now, mind it, I do it 2 to 3 times a day. Hell, that's how I get to my nap time during the week. So, but for 3 days, it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I couldn't until Monday night. Y'all, listen, that's why I couldn't sleep on Monday. Nerves were so up.
Oh, that's the story we're sticking with? Okay.
Exactly. That's what you don't say. Okay. That there is denial.
I can't stand y'all.
I'm telling you what, though. It's something great to get them cobwebs out. See, I don't have a problem with being myself, being tight, always tight. Like, I'm proud of it. Like, I call it snapback, that's what I call it. But some people don't have that. And so, like, when you finally get your little cobwebs cleaned out and you ain't had it in a minute, it might be just great for you. It's always great for me, though. Like, I don't have that problem. Do y'all have that problem with loose balls?
Absolutely. No, not at all. I snap back.
Oh my goodness.
Thomas, are you just sitting there just listening to this conversation like a fly on the wall?
Well, clearly that's what I'm here for today. That's what I'm here for today. I'm just going to sit back and I'm just going to listen. You know, I will input my opinion. There is such a thing as too much self pleasure, but I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all.
I agree.
I don't want no parts of this conversation after that.
There is a such thing as too much, for real, and I don't go there. To me, that becomes obsession, kind of like you need rehab at that point. Like, seriously.
Yeah, like there is a such thing as too much, and you know, like that's all I'm going to say. You know,
oh,
I don't want no parts of that.
He did a comment drive-by.
Yeah, I'm going to just drop this. I'm going to just leave this here. Y'all can do with it what you like, and then I'm out. You know.
Oh, no, he's playing tag with his comment. I love it. I can't. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm just here for the comment. That's all. I'm just here for dropping comments in. That's all.
I don't have that issue with loose walls and all that. Like, I don't have that problem.
I don't have that problem. You got references, girl.
They
gonna tell that same story.
Wait a minute. I need to go get them. I need to get them.
Listen, if you want, because I know some of y'all. Listen, some of these chicks be having like deep going on up in there. I want to lie about it. I don't have a problem, but I'm just curious. That's not. But if you say it's not, I mean, I'll believe you. I'm just asking. Who's asking? Mm-hmm. Somebody's swimming up in there getting lost, you know?
It's, oh, no.
Girl,
wait a minute. It's 2015. You still, wait a minute. Pause. It is 2015. You mean it's chicks out here that's just like, just being outside? Like, they ain't figured out how to work, they haven't figured out keto yet?
Like a wishing well.
I don't know what they figured out, but I know that there's women that actually go to like, they get the, cosmetic surgery to get it tightened down there. So clearly not all of them know about it.
What the hell? Oh, mind blown. Wait, okay. Because I got question, comments, and statements. So you mean to tell me, like, you got to go to the doctor, the doctor got to put you under and do reconstructive surgery on your chin?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's, I mean, oh, wow.
They do that.
Wow.
Sure do.
Lord have mercy. That's too much. Nope.
Yeah. That's because they've been letting people disrespect themselves for much too long. Got all that mileage on that thing.
Yeah.
Either that or too long.
Right. Right.
Because clearly somebody's been long stroking.
You know what? Shut up.
You've been long stroking for real.
Shut up. Somebody's been long stroking for real.
I'm just saying.
It's the truth.
I mean, okay, so now I got another question. How do you find a doctor to do that? Like, I mean, do you Google that? Like, I wish I knew somebody who had. Listen, okay, people, if you're listening and
you can tell us, is it really you? Do you really, you want me to send you something? Is it really you?
No.
It's not. I'm just nosy as hell. How do you research that? Like, how do you find the right doctor for that?
I'm about to Google it right
surgery.
Now.
Cosmetic surgery. If you watch Nip Tuck enough, you'll know. Cosmetic surgery, that's all.
Yes, I forgot all about Nip Tuck. I just love that show.
Mm-hmm.
With Sean and it even has a name. Listen, y'all. It's called labiaplasty. I just pulled it up.
Mm-hmm.
Labiaplasty. Vaginal plasty and labiaplasty. Oh, my God, they do it on their labia. Oh, my goodness. Okay, vaginal plasty. Wow. Y'all want to know how much it costs? Let me see. I don't know. I don't see no prices.
Just depends on where you go and who you get to do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Thomas.
Not too bad.
How do I know?
No, I think she said thank you. Whoever was trying to get it done.
I said, how do you know?
Terry, for the last time, didn't I just tell you
that I'm not trying to get, that is too much. That's too much. Like, I am not one to be going to the hospital back and forth unless it's a dire emergency, and getting a rhinoplasty on my labia is a nut on my list of things I want to go to the hospital for. I'm sorry. I just, like, it's too many things that could possibly go wrong with that.
There's surgery for every now. It's so crazy. I mean, there's nothing you can't get surgery for. It's pretty tragic, actually.
And it really is.
So can I ask the man on the phone a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to ask for men in general, but for, like, you. What is the number one thing you look for when you see a woman, like, that attracts you to a woman? I'm asking because I had this conversation with my cousin about a week ago, and he just made, like, a really ignorant statement to me, so I'm trying to figure out.
Well, it depends on the type of woman that she is. I mean, it depends on where we're at. So, like, let's say I'm walking down the street. Walk down the street and I see a woman who's, you know, dressed nice. She looks like she's going somewhere. You know, first thing I'm going to notice is, you know, what she looks like, you know, as a whole. That's me, what she looks like as a whole, not just her face, but everything in total. Because a woman can have a pretty face, have, you know, shit for clothes and all this other shit.
Right.
So, you know, I'm looking at everything from her hair down to her shoes.
Okay,
so
you do a full body search, like a full body
type
now.
Yeah, I do a glance over, you know, just how she approaches, you know, how she moves when she does see someone she's attracted to, just different things. Only because you never know how a person is until, you know, you actually sit down and have a conversation with them.
Right. And so have you ever been turned off after the physical?
Yeah. It should happen all the time. There's two people everywhere.
Exactly.
That's an all species. I don't particularly, like, I like to enjoy a conversation with people. Like, if I can have a conversation with you, you know, and have a good debate with you, I'm good. There's a lot of people
That's what E said today on her timeline. Didn't you? You said that today on your timeline.
Yeah, but there's...
What?
Y'all having intellectual conversations. Hey, I like those, too.
No, like, I enjoy conversations with people who I can actually have a conversation with. So it's more so like, oh, okay, yeah. If I can have a conversation with you and we be cool about everything, we can have our differences in opinion. You know, and just be cool.
Wait a minute,
do you need
me to send a yellow bus to you?
Hmm?
Does she need a yellow bus? Who is that?
No, she needs a Dr.
I'm laughing.
I'm laughing because
I get what you're saying, but this conversation is about to go so far left because you mentioned Amaj in this conversation. I just want you to sit back and watch the magic happen. But continue. This is going to be priceless. It's going to go so far left.
No,
I don't understand how. Maybe I'm missing something. Is this inside joke?
You are missing
something.
No, this conversation is not going to go left because this goddamn show is goddamn over. So,
damn it. Okay.
Well, y'all enjoy y'all night. So, have a good one. I'll talk to y'all next week.
You too, Tommy. Crazy people. What's wrong with you all? So,
why y'all put that man off the phone like that?
Here's the thing. Amaz and
we'll
Thomas.
We'll talk about it later.
Yes, we'll talk about it later.
Because
that's a shame.
I'm trying to be nice. I wrote my nice hat. Because my nice hat was at the bottom of this bottle. So, and I ain't quite at the bottom yet. I'm trying to get there.
Well, let me tell you this. Check this out. Hawaii 5-0 just came on. So you're going to get to the bottom of your bottle. And I'm about to watch my show. Because after this, it's Blue Bloods. And I don't be on the phone with my shows. So.
And I keep getting these text messages. So.
Uh-oh. I guess she is going to keep his ears warm.
I'm
there
just
you go.
Help. I'm about to go. Y'all need help.
Yeah.
All
right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, crazy.